Jesus now. God is good. And all the time. Hallelujah. I'm so excited. Are you excited? All right. I'm so happy. I'm so grateful to God for the opportunity to share a word with his people today. Amen. I just want to thank God for Pastor T. Ron Wegar for allowing me to use his pulpit and for his beautiful wife, Sister Sharon Wegar, and their wonderful family. I thank Jessica for going live today. Amen. Amen. I also love all the babies. Amen. And T.T. Faith. Hallelujah. Okay, I just have to throw them in there real quick. I also want to thank Elder Mark and Sister Raquel McCarter, our youth leaders, for this opportunity. Amen. Amen. I'm so grateful for all the love, the support, the prayers from the Berean Church family, my family, my friends, and my prayer partners. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. My name is Sister Paula Adams, and I love Jesus. Amen? Amen. Today, I want to take you to the sermon topic, Enjoy Jesus. This topic is a gift from the Holy Spirit after a tragedy in my life turned into my testimony. Let's bow our heads for prayer. Holy Spirit, come and fill this place. Bring us healing with your warm embrace. Show your power, make your presence known. Holy Spirit, come fill this place. In Jesus' name, amen. Please stand. And if you have your Bibles, take them out. I want you to repeat after me as we pledge allegiance to the Bible. Let's say, I pledge allegiance to the Bible, God's holy word, and I will take it as a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Remain standing. Our sermonic scripture comes from Psalms 35, Part B, the Amplified Bible. Let us read it together as it's on the screen. Weeping may endure for a night, but a shout of joy cometh in the morning. Amen. You may be seated. Today's sermon, I'm asking our young adults, our youth, and our boys and girls to celebrate Jesus. John chapter 12, verse 13 says, they took branches of palm trees and went forth to meet him, and they cried, Hosanna! Blessed is the King of Israel that cometh in the name of the Lord. Mark chapter 21, verse 5, when the chief priests and scribes saw the wonderful things that he did, and the children crying in the temple saying, Hosanna to the Son of David, they were sore displeased. Did you hear that? When they saw children worshiping at church, they were sore displeased. Brian, can we allow the youth and the young adults to celebrate Jesus, or are you going to be a scribe or a Pharisee? I got any scribes, any chief priests in the house? Anybody? So instead of palm branches, we made handmade pom-poms. So when I say, enjoy Jesus, come on, kids, show them how we practice. We're going to wave our pom-poms for Jesus. Come on, show. Wave them. Come on, waving for Jesus. Ah, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Yes. So there's going to be some celebration in the house. I hope it does not make you sore displeased, because we're going to enjoy Jesus. Come on, show me. Make sure you're paying attention. We're going to enjoy Jesus today. Amen. The word enjoy means take delight or pleasure in or benefit from. Today, we will benefit from Jesus, delight in Jesus. Now, I asked Pastor Wegar, I said, Pastor Wegar, what's the word for enjoy in Hebrew? He said there is no word for enjoy in the Hebrew. You would say shalom, ha, Yeshua. That means the peace of Jesus, okay? Okay, so that's the same in the Hebrew, amen? But in order to enjoy Jesus, you must know Jesus. I heard somebody say no. Help me preach my little sermon. Amen. But first, me and Sister Raquel, we're going to have a little tea time. Hey, girl. Tea time. Girl, I in a relationship. Yes, honey, yes. Okay, I like to tell you my business. So, he's a rock. He's a firm foundation. I know, I done dated some low credit scores, but girl, he has a kingdom that cannot be moved. He is the ruler of every tribe and nation. He owns the cattle on a thousand hills. Girl, not only can he pay my bills, he gets my hair did, my nails done. Girl, you ain't never met a man like this before. Yes, ma'am. His name is Jesus. At 4555 Fairfield Avenue. Girl, yes, honey, yes, yes. Let's drink this tea, honey. So now that we know who Jesus is, that he's our Savior, he's our God, he's our brother, he's our friend, he is the Lamb that was slain from the foundation of the world, he is the light, and he is the Lion of Judah. And more. Come on, help me preach it. Sister Paula. How do we enjoy Jesus? You're asking some good questions. All right, I see my pom-pomers over there. We enjoy Jesus through praise and worship, singing to God, talking about his character when we pray in the morning and when we pray at noon and when we pray at night, when we bow our heads and when we bend our knees. Matter of fact, I think we should do it. Sister Raquel, can you help me? All right, my sister. We're going to sing the song, Praise Ye the Lord. This is one of our AY favorites. This side will be Praise Ye the Lord. That side will be Hallelujah. So the song works where when Sister Raquel raises her arms, you're going to stand on that side. Now, if you can't stand, just wave your hands. And I'm going to be the Praise Ye the Lord side, and you just follow us. However, Praise Ye the Lord needs to be louder than Hallelujah.
No, Hallelujah needs to be louder than Praise.
No, no, Praise Ye the Lord needs to be louder. Okay, come. Because praising and worshiping Jesus is enjoying Jesus. Yes. Yes. All right. I got some attentive children today because I want the children to learn how to praise Jesus. If we teach them how to praise him, they won't praise anybody else. Amen? Number two, we enjoy Jesus through a grateful and thankful heart. We thank God all day long for everything he has done and everything we have, good or bad, without complaining, because thanking Jesus is enjoying Jesus. Amen. We, again, number three, enjoy Jesus. Woo! With our faith. Trusting Jesus is enjoying Jesus. All right. Let's turn to James chapter 1 and verse 2. Turn to James chapter 1 and verse 2. I will read this in your hearing. James 1 verse 2, it says, count it all joy when you meet trials of various kinds. For we know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. I'm a little confused. Wait, hold up. Slow down, James. What you talking about, Willis? What does James mean by count it all joy when I'm going through trials? How can I be joyful in the midst of a trial? I don't know what your pain may be, but the worst pain of my life was when I experienced the death of my mother. I was 24 years old, and 2 weeks before January the 22nd, 2004, which was the day she passed, I told myself, as long as I have my mother, I don't need anything else. I adored my mother. And whatever she said to me was the gospel truth. So when she was gone, I was worried about my future. I was hurt and I was broken. I started asking other people to be my new mom. But you know, and I know, no one can ever replace that special bond between a child and their mom. I'm going to be honest with you. I stayed in church, but the church did not stay in me. I did not want to live, so I started down a path of looking for love in all the wrong places. But God loved me through it all. So one night, 3 a.m, driving from Lafayette, Louisiana, and everybody who knows, if you go between Louisiana and Texas, there's the Whiskey Bay Bridge, right? I fell asleep. I blacked out. And when I woke up, I was looking at the Mississippi Bridge in Baton Rouge. I don't remember driving for 20 miles. Realizing that Jesus literally took the wheel, I got home and I cried out to the Lord and I said, I need you to save me, because I'm going to kill myself if you do not. And the Holy Spirit told me to praise God. Now, I didn't know how to praise God. The only person I saw that praised God at church, her name was Sister Gardia, and she used to sit right over there. And the way Sister Gardia praised was with a tambourine. And so I said, okay, God, can I have a tambourine, please? And so I came to church the next Sabbath, and I told the church at Sabbath school that the Holy Spirit had told me to praise God. We had a visitor come to church one Sabbath, and he had a tambourine. I told him my story, and guess what? He gave me his. So now I had the tambourine. I was ready to be obedient, and at a children's story, one Sabbath, I told the kids, if you take the P off of praise, you get the word raise, which means something has to rise up in you in order for you to praise God. Either it's going to be your hand, it's going to be your voice, or it's going to be your body, because God inhabits the praises of his people. Psalms 22 and verse 3. Our faithful praise reaches heaven where God sits on his throne. Roy Lesson, in the book Moments with God, Meet Me in the Middle, says, we all go through tough times of sadness, sorrow, and tears. God draws us close in tenderness during these times. But God does not want us to live a tear-filled life. Tears are for the night, but joy comes in the morning. The Bible tells us to rejoice evermore. God wants his song to be in our hearts and his praise to be on our lips. We are to bless the Lord at all times. It brings life to our spirits to walk in the joy of the Lord. It is the Lord who gives us a garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. The Lord who is the lifter of our heads, it is he who brings us the fullness of joy. I have a secret I would like to tell you. Would you like to hear the secret? Our misery gives God no pleasure, because joy is the flame of the Holy Spirit within us. So, Sister Paula, I have a question. Why are we not enjoying Jesus? What's going on? What's going on here? If joy is the flame, I got my listeners, they listening. Here are three things that cause us not to enjoy Jesus. Number one. Worry, what did I say? Or fretting is like taking a giant fire extinguisher which seeks to quench the flame of joy. My mother was gone. I was so worried and afraid because I asked myself, who's going to keep me safe? She had become my security. I was having panic attacks. I was having heart palpitations at night. I was so stressed out, I developed high blood pressure, and the doctor told me I was going to die of a stroke. People of God, if we're going to pray, we must not worry. But if you're going to worry, don't waste your time praying. Because without faith, it is impossible to please God. Shalom ha Yeshua. The peace of Jesus is the atmosphere that he wants us to live in. I have a question. What kind of atmosphere do we want for our children, our youth, and our young adults? We want a place of security, a place where the young people feel safe so they can praise God without feeling judged or in prison. Christianity should feel like my chains fell off. Not, oh, no, I better not mess up. Oh, no, I'm in trouble. It shouldn't feel like that. It should be, if I mess up, I don't have to worry about my church condemning me because of their love for me. Let the sermon convict you. Let the Bible cut you, and let the church care for you. If the church is a hospital and you've been convicted that you are in need of medical attention, amen, amen, the Bible will cut out the infection. Amen. Amen. But you are nurses, you are CPAs, you are ambulance drivers, you are clinical technicians, you are lab people. Let me come in, but don't add to my infection. Don't add to the infection. My sin is open. You can see I'm standing here. I'm vulnerable. I'm tired. I'm hurt. Don't add to my hurt. Care for me. The hospital has to be sanitary. It has to be clean. In order for people to heal, it has to be safe. So, Sister Paula, if joy is the flame of the Holy Spirit, then why aren't we enjoying Jesus? Okay, I got another one for you. All right, my listeners. Oh, I'm loving these children. Shake, shake, shake. Amen. I want to talk about hurt. What did I say? Hurt that's caused by gossip and lies. Meeting in the church bathroom and speaking negatively about others, not knowing that the person is in the stall hearing it, causes hurt. Hurt leads to hate. And statements like, that's why nobody want to go to that church. We need to graduate from the hate, saints of God, and the anger, and begin to heal the hurt. A young person in the church had an issue with me. Me. You know what they did? They went and got a mediator to talk to me so we could heal the hurt. Hello. The young person got the mediator. Did you hear what I said? Because they wanted to heal the relationship with me so that we wouldn't be hurting each other anymore. Y'all not getting it. Y'all not getting it. That's okay. I knew you wouldn't get it, so I got an example for you. Can my Protect Me crew come up? Jarvis represents the youth and the members of the church. Brother Kiefer, I'll step over just 2 seconds so they can see his sign. Go that way. These young, beautiful women represent the church. Brother Kiefer represents hurt, gossip, and lies. He's the accuser. Now he's trying to get Jarvis. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you much for my examples. Thank you so much. The church protected the youth from the hurt. That's the job of the church, to protect the youth. Satan is the accuser of the brethren. He's a roaring lion, seeking where, how can he get into the church so he can attack the young people? How can he take them out? But we are supposed to put a wall of defense around them. But you don't come to AY. Ooh, I'm sorry. I said that. Come on. Every Sabbath, Elder Jones has to say, come back, and it's still the same crew. Come on. Put the wall around those children. We pray for the children at each AY. Come pray for them. You see them going wrong? Let's try this. How about this? How about this? How about this? Girl, you heard what Sister Paula did? You know what? Let's call her together, and let's tell her we heard what she did, and let's ask God to forgive her. Can we try that in 2018? Can we do that? Girl, you heard what so-and-so did. Let's stop right here. Let's go visit and see how we can assist them. How about that? Let's try that. Let's not have the discussion amongst ourselves. Let's go to the person with the problem and help them come out of it. Okay, let me move on. All right, you ain't feeling me just yet. The young girl said on TV, if you can't go to the Bella Noche, where can you go? So my question is, if you can't go to Berean and be safe, where can you go? Okay, all right. Sister Paula, if joy is the flame of the Holy Spirit within us, why aren't we enjoying Jesus? Good job. Y'all listen. And that last reason I want to speak on is broken relationships. You see, church, where we learn about God, and where do we learn about God? At church. At church and at home. Okay, at church and at home. Very good. And what we see at home needs to match up. Did you hear that? What you see at church and what you see at home needs to match. Okay? When our homes and our families reflect Christ, then our church will reflect Christ. When our homes and our families praise and enjoy Jesus, then our church will praise and enjoy Jesus. When the relationship is broken in our homes and in our families, our church is broken. Saints of the living God, I have a Fitbit on my arm. The Fitbit cracked its screen and water got into it. The Fitbit died. I called the manufacturer and they said, I'm sorry, the warranty doesn't cover it and we don't fix it. You need to go spend more money and buy a new one. I said, the devil is a liar. I ain't buying another one. I put this Fitbit on my chest of drawers and I left it there for a year. Last week, I'm decluttering my house. I see the Fitbit that sat there for a year. And I said, okay, I know I spent my money, but it's dead. That thing ain't gonna work. Let me throw it in the trash. Holy Spirit said, before you trash it, recharge it. Before you trash it, recharge it? I said, okay, let me go put it on the charger. Let me go see, you know, what happened. The minute I put it on the charger, the power came back on. Saints, what I'm trying to say here is we're not enjoying Jesus because of dead, broken relationships. We must recharge our relationships daily with Jesus. Religion will not help us to enjoy Jesus. Only an active relationship will. I get it. Okay, think about this. Okay, let's go to the Bible. Think about this for a second. Clear your head. Think about this. The disciples are on a boat. Jesus is asleep. They are drowning. And he wakes up. He saves them. What did he do? From what? Drowning, right? And you know what they said? Who that? Who is this that even the winds and the waves obey him? They didn't praise God. They asked, who is he? He on the boat with you. You don't know him? Okay. Ted Derrick in the book, Waking Up to the Way of Love, writes, think of your life as a boat on the stormy seas. The boat represents all that you think will keep you safe from death by drowning. Dark skies blot out the sun. Winds tear at your face. Angry waves rise to sweep you off your treasured boat and send you into a deep, watery grave. Those threatening waves might be condemnation, illness, rejection, betrayal, loss of income, an enemy, either in your home or across the seas. Anything that you think might judge as a problem. As you cringe in fear, you cling to the boat that you believe will save you from suffering, but Yahshua is asleep in the boat. How can he be at rest in the midst of such a terrible threat? This is the greatest miracle. Not the calming of the storm, but finding peace in that storm. When you cry out in fear, he rises and he looks at the storm totally unconcerned. Why are you afraid? He asks. Jesus, you crazy? What you mean, why am I afraid? Don't you see the reason for fear? Does he not see my sick daddy sitting in the back of the church? Doesn't he see our sick family members? Doesn't he see that cruel husband or that cruel wife? Doesn't he see cancer? Doesn't he see terrified kids and terrible children? Doesn't he see abuse, injustice, an empty bank account, rejection at the hands of your own friends? Doesn't he see the assaults of the enemy? Doesn't he see lies? Doesn't he see I'm stressed out? Doesn't he see people on TV? Chicago, last weekend, 600 people were killed in one day. Jesus, you don't see all that? How can you ask me a question like that, Jesus? Wait a minute.
Hold up. Unless what he sees is not what we see.
And what does he see instead of a storm? He sees another dimension, which is one ultimately subject through two, though the two are wholly integrated. He sees the Father, who offers no judgment nor condemnation. He sees life and love and joy and peace in the eternal union with his Father manifesting now on earth in a spectacular fashion. He sees peace in the storm. And so can we, only if we change our beliefs about what we are seeing. If only through faith we could see as he sees. His question is the same today. Why are you afraid, O you of little faith? Yahshua shows us the way to be saved from all we think threatens us as the dark seas cover our lives. Only when we too see what he sees can we leave the treasured boat that we think will save us and walk on the troubled waters that we thought would surely drown us. The disciples could not enjoy Jesus, all right, because they didn't know him at first. When was the last time you praised somebody you didn't know? Okay, so we the same. In Acts chapter 5, verses 40 and 41, you see some of the disciples being beaten. And you know what they did next? started rejoicing because they were being counted worthy to suffer for Christ. According to Acts chapter 16, verse 25, Paul and Silas were having a midnight hour of power in jail. Once they knew who Jesus was and they could see what he sees, they thought to themselves, though he slay me, yet will I praise him. The worst has happened, but we can still enjoy Jesus. Because weeping may endure for a night, but a shout of joy comes in the morning. Okay, I'm wrapping it up. Prodigal sons and prodigal daughters. I was one of them, and so were you. I drove 20 miles asleep at the wheel, but Jesus guided my vehicle because of his love for me. I was out doing God knows what with God knows who, but Jesus protected me because of his love for me. Sister Paula, why do you enjoy and praise Jesus? Because he restored the joy of my salvation. Sister Paula, why do you go to the Hour of Power on Wednesdays at 6:30? So Jesus can recharge my relationship. Why do you still show up at 4555 Fairfields Avenue? Because when I was worried, I was hurt, and I was broken, he set me free because of his love for me. Sister Paula, why do you praise God like you do? Because he loved me when I did not love myself. He healed my heart after the hurt that my mother's death caused me. At night, I may cry. But when the morning comes, I celebrate. Because Satan can't have me, y'all. He can't have me. And if he did it for me, he could do the same for you. So I just have one question. Won't he do it? All right, amen. Amen and amen. I have a question. If you want to recharge your broken relationship, you can play Maestro and enjoy Jesus again. I invite you to join us at 4555 Fairfield Avenue, where the worship experience is a breath of fresh air. I'm inviting Sister McCarter to come up, and I'm asking anybody who wants to recharge their broken relationship to come forward, and we will pray for you. Anybody want to come and receive that prayer today? Please do.